It's the Jim Brickman Show.
Have you heard about this latest craze called clean eating? Well, I have been wanting to give this a try for a while. And so when it comes to eating clean, I wanted some advice. So we went to celebrity chef and nutritionist Amy Valpone. And Amy, how do you describe clean eating?
So, you know, clean eating, a lot of people think it's the same thing as dieting, but it's really not. Dieting is about counting calories, feeling restricted. And the funny thing, Jim, is that a lot of people who are on diets are actually eating these processed packaged foods, which are full of ingredients that, you know, you and I cannot pronounce. So clean eating is completely different. It's focusing on these one ingredient whole foods. So, for example, you know, what's in an avocado? An avocado. What's in an apple? An apple. You can base your entire day, all your meals, all your snacks around these one ingredient whole foods. And that's what clean eating really is. It's about not reaching for those foods with the processed ingredients, you know, the added sugars, the artificial flavors, the artificial colors, and really getting back to basics and doing just the actual food.
I gotta say, it does seem like it could be a little bit bland. So how do you make it taste like something?
One way to really boost flavor is to swap something like a clean juice for sugar. So you can take your favorite muffin recipe or your favorite quick bread, and instead of adding the water to the actual recipe when you're putting it in the batter, you can take something like, you know, the R.W. Knudsen brand. They have a great line called Just Juice, and literally the only ingredient is juice. And you can take that and substitute it for some of the water in your baked goods, and you've got a naturally sweet baked good without having to add all that sugar to make it taste good, which I'm sure you know what that's like.
Well, what are some easy and clean recipes that we can create that the family is really going to love? Well, Amy Valpone is going to stay with us, share some of her favorites. That's next in the Jim Brickman Show.